Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not sure what's worse in week one, the Browns loss to the Titans, or the fact that I made the worst decision in the history of fantasy football, and because of it, lost to Dustin in the first week of our fantasy league.
Embarrassing performance by Adam the Bull.
Dave, you're not going to believe what I did.
Well, let's hear it.
I let emotions get in the way of my decisions.
And you lost 12, fair and square.
55, I did. At 12:55 p.m., I decided I'm not going to play Derrick Henry against the Browns today because I was all buying the Browns hype. I was like, and I benched him for Tevin Coleman.
You know, a little brutal told me before I came on the air that I'm supposed to rip you for this, but I would have done the exact same thing.
You would have?
And I hate to say it. Yeah, I sure would have because I also bought into the Browns defense. And you want to know something?
Yeah.
For the first half of that game against
Tennessee, he wasn't doing anything, yeah.
The Browns defense was worth buying into. And then as soon as the turnovers started happening in the second half, and then Derrick Henry runs his own little version of the Music City Miracle, it was pretty ugly. I think you've got a sell-high opportunity on Derrick Henry. And believe it or not, this offer fell into my lap today. You tell me if I got ripped off or if I ripped somebody else off. I had Derrick Henry on my bench.
Yeah.
I traded him and Allen Robinson, two guys that had great weeks, for Tyreek Hill and James White in a PPR league. I'm getting Tyreek Hill and James White.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great trade as long as Tyreek Hill is not out too long, I guess.
Right. If he misses 8 weeks or whatever, then it's not going to work out so well for me. But they're saying he's going to miss a few weeks. So
I mean, if he only misses a couple of weeks, that's a steal for you in the long run.
And you know what else? Derrick Henry's best game of the year just happened. He's not going to catch another 75-yard touchdown pass. He'll get a goal line opportunity, you know, maybe even every week he'll get the chance to score. But the Browns really handed this one on a silver platter to the Titans. And I don't think the Titans are really even as good as the scoreboard says they are. And I don't think the Browns are as bad as the scoreboard says they are. But I do think that Baker's got to work a little bit better on his accuracy. Made some mistakes that I would have accepted last year, but this year, no. He can't throw behind receivers anymore.
Do you expect them to bounce back this week?
I'm a little worried about him because it's Greg Williams calling the shots for that Jets defense. And I also want to see how healthy that Jets defense is. If they end up playing without Quinnen Williams and C.J. Mosley, then there's really no excuse for the Browns. They have to bounce back. But I think that he can have an okay game. I don't have him as a top 12 quarterback. I think it's easy to start Lamar Jackson over him now. I think it's easy to start Phillip Rivers ahead of him now. I think where it gets tough is when you talk about Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, talk about Stafford, who had a really nice game in week one. Comparing all those guys up against Baker, I don't think he's a guarantee for your lineup. And you might want to double-check waivers just to see if Stafford is out there, or even if Josh Allen is out there. You might want to pick up one of those other quarterbacks if you have Baker on your team, or if you have any quarterback you've got questions about, Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever, and just to have that option. By Sunday, you might decide, you know what, I'm going to go with the guy I drafted, and you can cut the other quarterback if you want to. But just to have the option of having him on your team, it's something you can do if you're just not sure about what to do at quarterback.
Dave, how do you know, we've been saying to fans, like, don't listen. It's 1 week. You can't. Every year, fans, whether it's NFL or fantasy, fans overreact, right? They overpay for a John Ross after week one or whoever it may be. You know, the guys that blow up week one, we've seen plenty of times in the past. Now, some guys blow up week one and have a good season, and plenty of other guys blow up week one and then blow out the rest of the year. So how do you find fiction from fact in week one for guys that were unexpected?
Well, you never know with a lot of the players that are out there. I think a good guy to have a case in point discussion with is Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
Now, this rookie is unbelievably fast, but Lamar Jackson had all day long to throw because the Dolphins pass rush couldn't even put a finger on him. And anytime you've got a fast receiver with a quarterback that's got time, you're going to get a lot of touchdowns. But if that continues to happen, and the Ravens' offensive line is pretty good, then Brown does have some potential. And maybe Brown, I don't know if he can score every week, but have a couple of big catches. Maybe he can be the 2019 version of DeSean Jackson. Not that the 2019 version of DeSean Jackson is anything bad at this point. I think you know where I'm coming from on this. He's a boom or bust type of receiver, but I think a lot of people will overreact to him. They're absolutely going to go bonkers for John Ross, and you can't do it because his numbers were just so fluky. And you might consider Marquise Brown a little fluky too because he only played 14 snaps, but this was his first game, and the Ravens are, even though the competition is going to get tougher for the Ravens, I think they're going to find ways to get him involved in the offense even more than what they did in week one. So I kind of buy into Brown as someone that you want to stash and maybe see what happens. Maybe you even use him as a flex start in week two because the Cardinals are coming to town and it's a great matchup. But John Ross catches a flea flicker. He might as well have caught a Hail Mary on the second touchdown that he had. There were a couple other things that he did that looked good. You know, tunnel screens and out routes, that stuff was okay. But you know A.J. Green's coming back around the corner. So anybody that's spending a lot of their fab on John Ross, they're going to spend their top waiver claim on John Ross. They're just asking you to beat them in the fantasy league this year.
What do you do with Antonio Brown now that he's in New England? How much value does he have now when he fits in? Does he fit in there with Tom Brady? And what are you going to do with him?
So I've got an unpopular opinion on Antonio Brown, but it's also the one that I think makes the most sense. A lot of people are worried that Antonio Brown is going to have a meltdown because he's not getting enough targets and there's so many mouths to feed and, you know, this and that about the Patriots offense. Here's what I know after watching Bill Belichick coach for the last 18 years. His offense, his whole team, but specifically his offense, is completely adaptable to the matchup that they face. If they ever come across a team that's got an all-star secondary and a great pass rush, but they struggle against the run, you're probably going to see Antonio Brown have a bad game. Now, how many teams in the NFL have a defense like that? There aren't many. And I think Antonio Brown, I compare the Patriots offense to the Golden State Warriors. This is the Golden State Warriors of the NFL, right down to scoring a ton of points and not having a center. I think Antonio Brown, mixed with Tom Brady, is going to yield huge numbers. I think he's going to end up being a top 10 fantasy receiver. I'm looking to see if anybody wants to trade him because they're worried about, oh, he's not going to like his helmet or he's not going to like Bill Belichick. Do you know how many malcontents have gone to New England and kept their mouths shut and played football? The Patriots have a way of doing it right. And Antonio Brown, even if he's getting only 8 or 9 targets per game, which is still pretty good, I imagine he's going to catch a lot of those passes. They're coming from Brady. He's dead on accurate. Defenses are going to have an impossible time slowing this offense down. They're going to score 5 zillion points a week, and Antonio Brown's going to be awesome, and it's going to start this week. So if you've got Antonio Brown on your team, you might as well keep him and start him and enjoy him because he's going to do better with the Patriots than he would have done with the Raiders. And that's saying something because the Raiders actually looked pretty good on Monday.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. We're going to get to the fan questions in just a minute, so tweet them at us at AdamTheBullFan, DustinFox37, or Apple and Fox. Let me quickly hit you with a few running back situations and get your thoughts after week one. Obviously, the Rams split carries with Gurley and Brown. Gurley looked good, but Brown got the goal line work, or it wasn't Gurley, certainly the goal line. The Bengals got Joe Mixon banged up. I know he's probably going to play, but what is Giovanni Bernard? What do you like him in terms of week two? The timeshare in Detroit was very frustrating for me as a Kerryon Johnson owner. I'm curious to you about that. And Josh Jacobs, will he be a bell cow? He was yesterday.
Just start with Jacobs because that's the easy one to answer. Yeah. He's going to continue to be a bell cow for Oakland. Let's go to the Rams. Todd Gurley, he looked good to me. He just didn't look dynamic, and he didn't look excited to play football.
He ran out of bounds on that one play. That was weird.
Listen, that was weird. I do think his lateral agility is fine. His power is fine. And because he didn't play at the goal line, I know everybody's making kind of a big deal about that. Sean McVay insists that they were just rotating series with Malcolm Brown, and it was just Malcolm Brown's turn, and that's why he played in that short yardage following a turnover. I don't know if I buy that on one of the touchdowns because he was in there for 2 touchdowns. So that's something I might just have to wait and see on. But I wasn't excited to draft Gurley in the first place, and I'm certainly not excited to have him now. But he does have some good trade value. If he has a big game this week against New Orleans, could be a tough matchup for him. But if he does have a big game, then I do think there's a sell-high opportunity if you're nervous about it. Joe Mixon, I'm interested to learn more about what you know about Mixon, because I don't know if he's probable to play.
Okay. No, I haven't heard anything. I thought I'd heard that, but I could – okay. I'm sorry.
So,
yeah.
So he might. Let's see what happens Wednesday and Thursday, but you got to make waiver moves before then. If you've got Joe Mixon, or if you need a running back in the worst way, Gio's got to be at the top of your list for this week, because every time that he's replaced Joe Mixon as the lead back in Cincinnati, he's been on fire. 12 points in fantasy, non-PPR in two starts last year. I think it was 19 PPR points in each of the two starts. So that's somebody that you want to have on your team. And as for Detroit, look, I'm shrugging my shoulders right now, Bull. I expected a lot
more
from Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
And I knew this coaching staff, they just like to use multiple running backs. So it kind of sickened me that C.J. Anderson had as big of a share as he did. But it made it even worse because Kerryon Johnson couldn't even average, what, 3 yards per carry?
Yeah, had a bad day.
It was gross. Let's see what he does against the Chargers this week. But I'm not terribly optimistic.
All right, Dave, you ready for some fan questions?
I'm always ready, Bull.
All right, here we go. Mike tweets, Watson or Prescott this week?
I'm going with Deshaun Watson. And I know it's Jacksonville at home and everybody's maybe – I don't think they're freaking out as much as they were before because they just saw Mahomes light them up. I think Deshaun lights them up too.
Peter asks, Cooper Kupp or Devontae Freeman, half-point PPR?
Kupp or Freeman, half-point PPR? Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
I'm going to lean toward Kupp this week. And Freeman just got his worst matchup of the year out of the way. But he also lost his big, bulky rookie guard in the game. So I'm not too thrilled about his prospects moving forward. But he'll be okay. But Cooper Kupp, I'm just a huge fan of.
Dustin tweets, Brissett or Kyler Murray?
I'm going to tell you to go with Kyler. It's a tough matchup for him, but I think that the Cardinals are just going to throw so much each week that he'll fall into good production. Whereas the Colts, they're probably going to try and be balanced. I think that they're going to just focus on high percentage passes with Brissett. And I think Brissett's going to be okay, but I would rather go for upside than just okay when it comes to quarterback.
Timmy tweets, Marlon Mack, Tyler Lockett, James White in the PPR.
I'm probably going to lean towards sitting James White of the three. I know last week was tough on him because the Steelers do a nice job taking away running back as pass catchers. And White didn't have a great game, and he was splitting with Burkhead and Michelle, and it was kind of a mess. So I might steer clear of that, even though they're playing against the Dolphins. It's a tremendous matchup. I think the Patriots just throw all over the place, and they lean on their receivers.
Jeff asks, he's got Tyreek Hill, so he needs to plug in either Dede Westbrook, Tyrell Williams, or I can't think of his first name, Waller, the new Raiders tight end.
Darren Waller, that's my guy, but I'm not going to go with him here. I really liked what I saw from Tyrell Williams on Monday, and you know that the Raiders are going to trail against the Chiefs. At the very least, it will be a high-scoring shootout between the two teams. I don't know if there's a guy in the secondary. I listen to me talk about Tyrell Williams like this.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a guy in the Chiefs secondary that can hang with him play after play, but it's really speaking more to Kansas City secondary and how average it is. So Tyrell Williams, if he's going to continue to get a lot of targets, I think fantasy managers should reap the rewards and keep using him.
David tweets, DJ Moore or Sammy Watkins?
Watkins is the easy pick at this point. He's going to be that number one guy in Kansas City. And if you want to talk about questionable secondaries, I would put Oakland right up there with Kansas City. Again, high-scoring game. This is the number one receiver for the Chiefs. He's probably going to have another 100-yard game.
Novell's asking for your top two waiver wire pickups this week.
If TJ Hockenson is out there, and he's not out there in a lot of leagues, but if he's out there, I'd get him no matter what my situation was at tight end. I just think he's a really, really good player. John Brown's out there in a little less than half of CBS Sports leagues. That's the number one receiver on the Buffalo Bills. I would go toward him. And if you need a tight end, Darren Waller is there. If you need a running back, Giovanni Bernard or Ronald Jones were there. It really kind of depends on what you want to improve on with your roster.
Kurt, let's go rapid fire here, Dave. We got a few more. Kurt, 2 out of 3. Kupp, DJ Moore, Gallup.
I would sit Gallup.
Andrew, Kyler's my only quarterback. Should I drop Dante Pettis for Josh Allen or stick with just Kyler?
You should have done it without even asking. Go for it. And then start Allen.
Cullen says, Tyrell Williams, Devin Singletary, Gio Bernard, or Christian Kirk as his flex, half-point PPR.
I'm going to go with Gio if Joe Mixon's out. If he's not out, then you better call Tyrell.
Michelle, Watkins, Aaron Jones, pick 2.
not Aaron Jones.
All right, here's a prisoner of the moment question. Tyler Boyd or Terry McLaurin? I can't even say his name.
McLaurin.
Neither
one of us can pronounce it right.
Prisoner of the moment. I think that it's going to be Boyd, who will continue to catch passes, be a high-volume receiver for the Bengals.
And finally, let's see. Damon says, should I drop Anthony Miller for any of these wide receivers, and should I hold on to Jordan Howard over Raheem Mostert?
Well, I don't know whose receivers are, but you can probably get away with dropping Anthony Miller for him. And Jordan Howard, I don't know when you're ever going to feel good about starting him. We know that Mostert's going to end up being that second back with the 49ers, and they like to use two backs. And Matt Breida isn't exactly the healthiest horse in the barn. So Mostert's another running back that, you know, everybody's going to go and chase Ronald Jones and Gio. Mostert could end up being one that could really help your squad.
Dave, great stuff, buddy. New trade chart up yet?
It is out.
I like it.
Everybody should take a look and try and rip somebody off like I did in one of my leagues today. I just told you about that.
Yep.
And then later on this week, the matchups come out. We talk about the key players in every single game. We rate every player, start, sit. CBSSports.com has a ton of fantasy advice to help you dominate.
And by the way, I'm not just saying this because Dave is on with us, but Dave gives you great analysis. So does Jamie, who works with Dave at CBS. And CBS, if you're playing fantasy, CBS is the best fantasy football website. I'm not saying I've used everyone, but I've tried ESPN, I've tried Yahoo, I've tried this one we do in our league.
We only use ours because there's one certain point.
Yeah, because CBS can't do this one thing because it's a weird scoring
system. It's not the best site.
But CBS is the best. The live scoring is the best. We appreciate it, Dave. Thanks, man.
I appreciate that, Bull. Good luck on your way.
Thanks, Dave. You're the best.
You too. Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.